Fox News, and live FM talk radio. KKFT 99.1 FM talk. And live right now with your calls.
Oh, you betcha. Live with your calls on KKFT 99.1 and 92.3 FM talk. It's live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada. 884-9910. 884-9910. We're going all the way until noon today. Thank you so much for hanging out a little bit yesterday. I wasn't available, but I'm your voice in your ears right now, whatever you want to talk about. You can also send me an email at monica@991fmtalk.com. monica@991fmtalk.com. So what do you want to talk about today? What issue is churning in that mind of yours or in that heart of yours? Because there are so many issues here in Northern Nevada that we need to talk about. Maybe you have information that other people don't. So would you like to talk about, say, the mileage tax that is coming your way for every mile you drive? You'd think that with all we pay in taxes, even if cars became more fuel efficient, that they would be able to maintain and even create new safe roads for us. Who are they? RTC, NDOT, developers. Put a little something into the kitty. But it seems whatever we want to do, whether it have no potholes, get people off the streets, get people off drugs, get people the schooling that they need, the parks they need, adaptive park equipment, it all falls on you, the taxpayer. It all falls on you. And every single day, we are becoming more and more and more like California. Somebody made a great comparison Saturday, actually, when I was out at Heritage Day Barbecue for Douglas County GOP. And we're a train area. We love our trains. Steam trains, they built this place. The V&T, our museum in Carson City. Don't we have a museum out in, I believe it's Elko. Don't we have a museum for railroad out in Elko? Virginia City, you can still see the history up there. People way back in the olden days. Yeah, and I know people are going to call up and say, oh, it's the slave labor. These people weren't getting anything, blah, blah, blah. Well, people also knew how to get things done back then. They built a railroad all the way across this country. They blasted open mountains, built tunnels by just pinching it out every little bit. Now we have big bore drillers. They did all of this with the sweat of their brow, breaking their backs. And now we have a multi-billion dollar debacle sitting over in California. A high-speed rail. Yeah, I know the technology is a little bit different. But seriously, billions and billions of dollars. Everything goes back onto the taxpayers' back. Aren't you getting just a little tired of that? Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Dave this morning. Good morning, Dave. What would you like
Good
to talk
morning,
about?
Good morning, Sunshine. How are you?
I am just a ray beaming out there as bright as I can.
That's good. Hey, I just wanted to, you mentioned Elko for Train Museum. It's actually
Is that where
Ely.
It's at? Ely. I knew it was one
and
of those
E-words. It is fantastic museum. Because
I have seen it on national TV, and it looks amazing.
It's the only museum in the nation, train museum in the nation, that'll let you actually go right down where the guys are working to restore them and everything, and they'll answer your questions and talk to you about it and stuff right while they're right there rebuilding the machinery.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah, nobody will let you do that.
The younger generation nowadays doesn't even know what it means to get your hands dirty and get out there and restore that stuff and work on it and what it takes to keep things running. Nowadays, we just, if something breaks, just throw it away. Get another one.
Yep. Hey, I have one thing about California, just some basic statistics. That state, California, is in, to my understanding, in debt more than any other state in the nation. Mm-hmm. It also has the highest state income tax in the nation. They have half of the whole nation's population of homeless people. They have more illegals than any other state in the union, including Florida. And their politics, and then they wonder why the rest of the nation thinks California is a problem. The 10 worst states in taxes and debt in the union are all Democrat controlled. Now, it doesn't take a brain surgeon to understand what is the problem.
What we need a brain surgeon for, though, Dave, I think you can guess what I would say there, but I won't say that. No, Dave, once again, it's like the Second Amendment argument. It goes back to control. And the Democrats want control of everything, every aspect of our lives. And I was sitting down and I was thinking about this the other day. And they tell us when we can use our wood stoves or if we can even use wood stoves. They tell us, or they will be soon telling us, when and where we can drive and how much we can drive, how much we can use our vehicles. They tell us what water sources we can use. They tell us that we can't even have our own water on our own property without having meters. Doesn't that seem just a little wrong when it comes to having people on the streets, addiction, letting people just continue to be addicted? It's because they want control of everything.
And one of the things, too, about the, you mentioned wood stoves, and you know, we have such high pollution, supposedly, in Nevada, that the last election time that they ran ads on TV numerous times about one of the bills or one of the laws to be passed about control, you know, so we have more green here in Nevada. And the problem is not a pollution. that is generated by Nevada, it's generated by California and mostly in wildfires. That's what settles in the valleys here. Of course, I'm in Douglas County, so we're in the valley. And right now, we still even have a haze, and it's not generated here. I don't understand why we're being punished for it.
Because people don't talk about nature and what nature does. We live in an area that we have what's called an inversion with the hot and cold air. And guess what? It keeps things trapped down. And until we get a good wind, because we live in valleys, it's just going to kind of hang there. That's not our fault.
And Tom Steyer, which is running on, I'm going to claim it to be a national emergency for pollution, you know, and all this. Climate change is what they're using the word now, but it's the same thing. And here's my question. Anyone out there can answer this for me. The United States is 4.17% of the world's population. And with that, we are already considered one of the cleanest countries as far as emissions in the world. Where do these think that if they put more restrictions on us, that we're going to even scratch the surface of the problems that we have in this world, if I even agreed with climate change, which I don't. So where, explain to me mathematically, percentage-wise, how we're going to make a difference. If they want to do something, the Democrats, why don't they go after the countries that is producing all this? Instead, they want to punish us.
Well, because places like China and, you know, all these other places, they, let's just say they're friendly with their campaigns and they work together. But, you know, here's the thing, Dave, again, It's not about that. It's about control and controlling your money. Because they're just going to fine you. They're going to tax you. They want your money. Because then they will use it as they see fit. We are one of the cleanest in the world. But that's not what you say when you're trying to twist that young mind that just believes capitalism and Republicans are as evil as Satan, you know, and that's the thing. Tom Steyer, if you live here in Nevada, please look up that name. Look up this man's background. He ain't giving you the full story.
No.
I'll just leave it at that.
We that do our homework and we that research things instead of listening to others, we know what's going on, and that's all I can, you know, that's all I can say is challenge people to say, why don't you really learn what's going on instead of just pounding the table about things that you don't know about?
Yeah, listening to AOC and then repeating her words and just look up something about 2030. The 2030 plan, because this has been going for decades, and they're getting nervous that they're not going to meet their goals. That's why it was so imperative that Hillary Clinton get into office. That's why it is so imperative that a Democrat get back into office by any means, even if it means literally stealing your vote with same-day voter registration, because if they don't, they're not going to meet their 2030 goals, and we have to stop them. I know that sounds very conspiracy theorist, but go back and look at when it all started back in, I believe it was 1990. So, Dave, thank you so much for the call. I hope we've enlightened a few people on any issue, but thank you for correcting me on Ely. because that's definitely somebody has to spread the word about what a very cool place. If you love trains, you will love the Ely, the historic museum, right?
Yes. And there's more local history there as well as the, you know, it's about the minings that were there and the short railroads to haul it in. And eventually what happened was that the railroad reached the point and they were shutting down those transports going out and picking up from those mines. And they just stopped it. And what they did was walked in and handed the keys to the buildings and all the engines and everything to the city and said, here, it's yours. You can have it.
And let's turn it into a museum. Very cool. Dave, thanks for the call today. It's KKFT 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. And I have a huge thank you on the way right here on the Monica Jay Show right after this. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk, live and local talk for all of Northern Nevada at 884-9910. Let's go back to the phone lines and check in with Jean this morning. Hi, Jean. What would you like to talk
about?
Good
morning, Monica. We were talking, you know, you guys were talking about our freedoms and, you know, other taxes and things. Do those people in Washington remember, do they have the history and remember about the Revolutionary War and the Civil War, why we fought them? And, you know,
well,
I mean,
I think they do, but I think they do remember bits and pieces that they want to. But I think that they're also rewriting it, Jean. Remember, if you don't know history, then you just rewrite it as you go along to suit your needs or your purpose, fit your narrative, then you're bound to repeat the mistakes. So I'm pretty sure that that's what they're doing in D.C.
Well, you know, I think in most of America, you know, I don't know to myself, I cannot imagine or fathom how we ever in anybody's lifetime came up with a socialist or, you know, some of the other people that are running for, you know, the office of the highest office of the land. I cannot understand that, how America has fallen that far into whatever we are right now. I can't even describe it. I don't even understand it at all, what has happened to this country.
Jean, unfortunately, it's called outside influence. We have had these open arms. Other countries coming in. China, you know, other countries have this thing in their statutes and in their constitutions, whatever that you want to call them, their laws, that you as a non-compatriot or whatever cannot go into Mexico, for example, and truly own property. You can only do that if you are from Mexico. It's the same in the Turks and Caicos. It's the same, you know, in other parts of the world.
Why don't you post one of the online, the Constitution, their laws of Mexico, and let the people of America, if they will read it. And I agree with the guy before. America, like a woman told me yesterday, she said, America is just like cattle anymore. They don't have a mind. They don't think for themselves. They are programmed by those talking heads who just want them to hear what they want them to hear and not give them the news. It's just a show, just a policing of America, their mind and their money and everything, all of their rights. And when we lose them, we don't get them back.
You are so right on, because look at how much, and I'm not talking about land, look at how much of this country China owns. There is no free speech in this country if it is against China. We've seen that with Disney. We've seen it with the NBA. We've seen it with, you know, these companies that literally control America with money. And we have no freedom of speech against other countries.
But, you know, our military, which thank God for our military, and I honor and respect all of our service people, men and women, and thank God for the women's rights. And people better look, you know, before we lose it, they better start looking. and see where we were, where we came from, and how we had to fight like cats and dogs, as they say, or hell, to get the rights that we got. And if they're taken, money can't buy them back. Money is the root of the love of money is the root of all evil. Not money itself, the love of it is the root of all evil. And when we lose our rights, they're not going to come back. And people better remember where we come from before we lose them. Because you know,
That's why they turn to the younger generation, Gene, so they can rewrite history in the next generation's mind. That's why they're rewriting the textbooks in schools and pretty much making sure.
The old hens and roosters are too smart for them. They use the diddles, the babies, because the old hens and diddles are too smart for them. They use the diddles.
Exactly. Gene, thank you so much for the call.
Appreciate you, too. All of you that are out there standing up for liberty. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Gene. That is my greatest fear, though, is unfortunately, you know, you love our men and women in service, but unfortunately they get drawn in to other people's wars, just like they are right now in Syria and Turkey. And it's just, it's sad. And you can compare that now to climate change, just as Dave was bringing up earlier. Just as we are not the world's police, we should not also be the world's piggy bank for fixing other people's problems. Because it's just going on to the back of the American people. It's KKFT, the home of Fox News Radio. Let's get to it. I love October. I have just been watching some of the worst B movies, but they were popular actually back when, you know, they were made. It's KKFT, the Monica J Show on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley and 99.1 FM Talk. Over the weekend, let's see, I watched The Banana Splits. Was not what I expected, because I grew up with the Banana Splits and, you know, Seaweed Guy and Simon the Sea Monster, whatever the heck that was. But I watched, very gory Banana Splits and Jeepers Creepers 3 and just a few ever. Got caught up on my Walking Dead and finished out the season of Fear of the Walking Dead. So I like that. You know, gory stuff.
You're right.
Yes, Lurch. Yes, and that was the highlight of my week. Last week, I took my little sister from Big Brothers to see The Addams Family. And I enjoyed it. I was a little disappointed because there were a lot of little kids in there. A lot of little kids. And there wasn't a lot of laughter or anything, because I could tell the jokes weren't landing on them because they didn't know anything about the show. If you know about the show and you're a fan of the Addams Family, then you get the jokes. But for the little ones, I just don't think it was funny enough on its own, you know, as comedy for them to understand. It was just a cartoon to them. So, but good try. Good try, Hollywood. I would like to send out a thank you, a couple of thank yous, actually. Huge thank yous. First off, to Bill Whalen for driving all the way over here from California and leaving that mess behind and coming over. And another huge thank you to the Douglas County Republican Party, because boy, their Heritage Day celebration, a little over 300 people, great barbecue, historic Dangberg Ranch. I mean, it just didn't get any better than that. Gorgeous fall day. It wasn't hot, it wasn't cold, it wasn't windy, it wasn't stale. It was the perfect day. The fall colors. And I have to urge you, whatever you do, especially before, you know, the mileage tax kicks in or anything like that, drive through Carson Valley. And don't go 395. Get off. Go over on 88. And just drive through Carson Valley. Rent a convertible if you can. Put the top down. And just look at the beauty. We can't lose that. We cannot lose that. I love driving around this time of year to see the color change on all the trees, and then you still got the green from the evergreens. We are so lucky. We are so lucky. But we're letting that slide through our fingers. And it is just horrifying. I've been getting a lot of emails from people in Southern Nevada. Please, you know, we've got to have your guys' support. If you know somebody running for office, please get them the support that they need to get Democrats out of office. We have to. Because as you heard Dave speaking earlier in the show, if you just now joined us, you know, basically summing it up, every disaster that you see taking place for the most part in communities such as San Francisco, LA, Portland, Seattle, New York, I have always wanted to go to New York. I wanted to go to New York and see Broadway, see the Book of Mormon, see Rent, see all of these different shows. I would not step foot in New York unless I had armed bodyguards. I have no interest in going there anymore. I love San Francisco. The architecture. The parks, the wharf, the clam chowder and sourdough, the seals. I will not step foot anywhere around San Francisco. The thing that all of these cities have in common is they're controlled and run by Democrats. And that mindset is destroying not only the tourist places we love, the states we've always wanted to visit. I mean, it's almost like you can't even have a staycation anymore. Who wants to stay around these toilets and vacation? Well, that's happening to Las Vegas and to Reno. I already wrote Las Vegas off. The last trip we had there, couldn't even cross one of the bridges, one of the pedestrian walkways, without being accosted for one thing or another. Aggressive panhandling, as they call it. Going down to a show at an off place. Seeing all the water bottles. Oh, this is fun. This is art. Let's put all the water bottles in the chain link fence. Nothing done about it. People just walking right up to your windows. You know, people here will at least still stand in the median. You go down to Vegas, you know, you sit there and stare at the light or stare straight or talk to your, you know, navigator in the car and you hear on your window. Because they don't care. Sloshing water on your windshield. Boy, clean your windshield. You need to give me some money. Yeah, it's not, hey, you got a few bucks. It's, give me your change. Well, we are turning into that. But here's another thank you. Because unlike all the BS I get on Facebook from the liberal left, those who think that handing people a card or a flyer, trying to get them help, trying to get them off the streets, not knowing what a citizen's arrest is, because they think people are carrying around handcuffs with them, just their average citizens, and they're going to throw people on the ground and handcuff them. Spreading the lies rather than the truth that a citizen arrest is, all right, I'm calling law enforcement on you, and you need to stay here until they show up. You'll be given a description, and the police officer will blah, blah, blah. No, no, there was going to be all this violence and everything. But then the RPD actually got out and did something. So there wasn't going to be a protest on Saturday. And then I found out something really interesting. For as much as the city of Reno and the Reno Police Department and Washoe County care about the homeless situation and what's going on along the river and at all the city parks and along the train tracks and along the freeways, there's one officer who is the homeless outreach. One. And he works Monday through Friday. And he won't go with QOL down to the river this weekend because he doesn't work on the weekends. And, well, the way they do things, you know, they're not going to change his hours or do overtime or have another officer involved. One officer for all the homeless. What does that tell you about how the city wants to fix things? I would like to thank, though, from the bottom of my heart, all the people who showed up Saturday with the food and the gloves and the toilet paper and the toothpaste and put little goodie bags together for people. That was very kind of you. I hope you took all the extras to the shelter or to one of the groups who are actually doing things to help the homeless. Not just giving them more encouragements to stay on the streets. Stay on the line. I'll be right back. 884-9910. Clint. Sorry, I had a thought to get out. I'm going to get right back to you here on KKFT, your live and local FM talk station. Talk all you want about me. Say all the bad things you want about me on Facebook. I know I'm doing the right thing. Thanks for being here on 99.1 FM Talk. Oh, London Calling, The Clash. How awesome is that on this Tuesday? KKFT, 99.1 FM Talk and 92.3 FM in Urington and Smith Valley. You know, actually, London is calling. They're calling for help. They kind of lost their way with the little bit of liberalism and the left over there, and now they are turning to America and saying, you know what? You need to help us because we are in over our heads. Do not let this happen to America. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Clint this morning. Hi, Clint. What would you like to talk about?
Hi, Monica. I just wanted to give you a little heads up. I was listening to your show yesterday, which was a recording, and I switched over to 105.7 because I don't like listening to Tom Sullivan. And the lady they had on there, I don't know what her name is, I don't listen to it very much, and I really care less. She was talking about her faith in humanity. She has a little segment, her faith in humanity, and she was talking about Paul White, and she didn't say his name per se. She didn't say the group that he was with either, because what she said is, I will not justify that group to denounce them on the radio. She did say that anybody that does interview that guy, I forgot what the whole excerpt she said about that, but she's talking about the police officer that was over there the day before that we were supposed to go on Saturday to clean up the area. He was already out there cleaning. She was talking that Antifa was going to come and protest and all this kind of blah, 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 blah. And she looked at the law officer for being her gladness with humanity. He's the one that actually, you know, did it. He's the one that took care of the whole issue. And it's like, okay, so we're the actual ones that are actually doing something. We're trying to start this whole thing off, and we're trying to help mm-hmm. these people out. But it's the cops that are actually supposed to do their job in the first place that's actually mm-hmm. helping humanity.
Yeah, and that's I wanted to point out, and that's why in the last thing that I was doing that, thank you, Clint, I pointed out, there's only one officer doing it. Could you imagine if they just took that whole designation away of homeless, you know, advocate and just made it all law enforcement's job to go and say, hey, you can't be here more than 24 hours, or, you know, you can't even spend time in a parking lot over so many hours. Yet we are letting people literally live in their own filth and collect items. I mean, I found it. Did you read the article from the RGJ, Clint, by chance, on the whole thing? Because
no.
I found it comical that the report that the television station did, I can't remember, it was either two or four, I can't remember, that it just shows how liberal the media is. You know, they talk to the woman, of course, who was out there. They, you know, don't really go through the fact that she's actually amassing her stuff. You know, she has a vacuum. She has a dresser. She has things coordinated off of this is her stuff. This is her little environment. It's like, I'm sorry, but that's not allowed on city and public streets. Imagine if law enforcement, any law enforcement officer, just did the job of enforcing the laws. She wouldn't be out there. She wouldn't be in that.
And that's the issue. I mean, I don't think it's our law enforcement officers themselves that aren't doing it. It's the people that are above them that don't even want to get into the whole mess.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's kind of crazy to me because, I mean, their job is to protect and serve. Serve being the appropriate word here. Serve the actual community by getting these people where they need to go to, get them out of the areas so actual people can use the parks for what it's intended to. Not for a motel. The parks are not made for a motel. The benches are not made for a bed. The benches are made to sit with your daughter, with your son, you know, having a nice day, you know, looking to the birds and everything like that. A park is made for a certain thing. It's not a Motel 6. And
exactly.
You know, they don't get this. And it's, I mean, but the funny thing is, these are the first people that when stuff gets to the precipice, they're going to be the first ones complaining about the whole thing. Well, why do we do something in the first place? Well, we tried to, but you tied our hands. So, I mean, you know what? You made your bed, lie in it.
Yeah, because they do not have the wherefore or the sense to say, you know what, I'm sorry, but this is wrong and it needs to be fixed. It's they use the words as we're attacking them, or Clint, I'm so done with it, but I've got something in the works that we are going to show the city and the county and all the residents how elected representatives are not doing their job. And I am putting together a small group of people, and we are going to do something about it. So stay tuned, because I'm going to, you know, wrangle you in there at some point too, because I know you're passionate about this. And it's just, again, falls on to us, the taxpayer, to fix the problem that elected representatives won't fix, because they're more concerned about making themselves look good, getting art downtown, getting rail system for the university and to go up and down. So if they weren't up the you-know-whats of the casinos and the university so much, maybe they could actually help people. Could you imagine that, Clint?
Oh, that'd be awesome. That'd be nice.
Clint, thank you. Thank you.
And I'll be there when you need me. If you ever, you know, just stay on the radio. Clint, it's time to go. Okay, I'm on my way.
Yeah. You know what? I know a lot of people will be that way. Clint, thank you so much. And thank you to the people who, you know, come to the defense, even on the left. Even some of the left are now saying, no, we need to fix this, and we will.